What about Nick Foles? How does he put pressure on a defense?
He's an accurate thrower. He's a very accurate thrower. More important, I think he's very good with his decision making. He doesn't make many mistakes. I think he's been doing a great job of, leading this offense and putting them in position. And more important, they've had some great comebacks. And, he's been a leader of them a lot. And like I said, I think he runs the offense very efficiently.
You take some momentum into Philly here with the three straight wins, Antrell?
It is what it is. Those three straight wins have nothing at all to do with this upcoming game. We take each game as its own, new set of challenges. And like I said, we're just looking forward to Sunday. I said what I said. It doesn't discredit, Philly. Obviously, they were the best team in our division last year. They finished 10-6. That's an awesome record, for any team in the NFL. But, I said what I said. The division was weak. It was weak, in my opinion. But that doesn't discredit Philly, under any means. If they want to take it that way, then so be it. The game still has to be played come Sunday.
Considering where you were just a few weeks ago, how excited are you for this opportunity to play division rivals Sunday night, each game?
I'm extremely excited for this opportunity. I'm excited to go out there and see how far we've come along as a team. And like I said, those guys are great opponents. They've been playing some pretty good football. And it's going to be a great test for ourselves.
Charles, you said Foles doesn't make a lot of mistakes, but he's making a lot more this year than he did last year. Can you guys take advantage of some of that aggressiveness?
You can say that. And at the end of the day, the game has to be played. You never know how someone's going to come into the game. You never know, what his mindset's going to be, how his reads are going to be. His reads not going to be the same each and every week. So we have to just do our best job of going out there and playing as poised as we can as a defense and, playing technique sound.
Is their offense different to you at all than maybe it was last year?
That's for us to know.
You play in a lot of hostile environments. Describe how Philadelphia is different.
To be honest with you, I really don't pay attention to the crowd. The only way to silence the crowd is to go out there and you play your ball, and you limit them to their success. That's the only way you're going to silence the crowd. And, if we don't like how they're cheering, don't give them nothing to cheer about. That's how I look at it.
How much are you looking forward to this game?
Right now it's the biggest game of the year for us. It's the biggest game of the year because it's this week. And that's how I look at it. I approach every game with the same mentality each and every week.
Sean McCoy doesn't have the same numbers, Trouble. Do you see the same guy on tape when you watch him?
Absolutely. LeSean McCoy is still number one guy in the offense. He can definitely hurt you. I feel like he's the hardest running back in football to tackle right now. He might not have the yards that he used to having and the breakout runs he used to having, but, LeSean is still, he's still LeSean.
At safety, how does it affect you when DRC is in and out?
It doesn't really affect me much as a safety. It doesn't matter who it is out there. We still have to make the same calls. Still have the same communication and give the same looks. He's a phenomenal talent, and it doesn't really affect me much at all as a safety.
Thank you.